91.9 CFM, The Old Church Youth Accommodation Service. Take me to church. Because no Sunny Coast kid should be left behind.
Would you say that the Old Church saved your life?
Definitely. Moving out was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, but it was one of the most important. And being here has made all the difference.
He came from a background that was, you know, filled with neglect and trauma, really.
Unfortunate situation happened where I ended up, you know, at risk of homelessness. Mm-hmm. And I reached out, welcomed me into the homeless. Take me to church, I worship
like a dog at the shrine of your life. You may remember Sunny Coast a few years ago at CFM. We helped out with something pretty special.
Cast your mind back 3 years ago. We helped out Inclusive Kids transform this old church into a fantastic transitional housing project. Mm-hmm. And we got to go back and have a look at what it looks like 3 years in.
It's so cool to be able to see where all the money that we helped raise and the Sunny Coast helped raise has gone into now this facility that's fully up and functional, and there's young people on the coast living there. So we wanted to spend this week revisiting that project and seeing just how far it's come.
Yeah.
And joining us now for day one of it is Kristen, the team leader at the Old Church. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, guys. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. Now, you've hosted us out at the Old Church this morning. You gave us a little tour around the place.
Yes.
Can you tell us where the venue, for want of a better word, has come from as to where it is now?
Yep, for sure. So historically, it was an old church. Mm-hmm. Before we took over, it was abandoned for several years, I believe. And so we were able to take it on as a project to turn it into a housing opportunity for young people. And we still pay tribute to that being a place of worship, just with the old like bench pews that I showed you, what we made our big kitchen table now.
Yeah,
and we have a couple of the tables in the foyer as well. Yeah.
And what's the situation that a lot of the people who are living there have found themselves in, and how did they end up there?
Our focus group is young people ages 16 to 25. So our young people are from all walks of life, really, but really, what they really need is just a leg up to find housing to support them in their pathway. So a lot of these young people are doing either working or they're studying, and they just, with the cost of living, cannot afford to find their own place to live. Mm-hmm. So this program just allows them to live at a subsidized cost in a program there, where there is ongoing support as well from youth workers on site.
They may not be coming from a life of stability, and I guess maybe the old church is the first time, you know, these young people are able to actually base themselves somewhere substantially and for a decent amount of time as well.
Yep, and to be part of a community. I think that's a really big missing piece for our young people these days, is that they miss that. They miss that relational opportunity to connect with people face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And so with our shared facilities of kitchen and living space, lounge area, games room, they have that opportunity to build community.
Mm. It's so amazing. Throughout the week, we're going to speak to a couple of residents and former residents who've been through the old church or are there now. Is there anyone in particular or any stories in particular? You don't have to name names or give specifics that have stuck out to you as someone who's really benefited from the program, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. And again, this is like a 16 and he turned 17-year-old young person who moved in, and he came from a background that was, you know, filled with neglect and trauma, really. And he now, just with this, just the stability of his tenancy there at the church and the ongoing support of the staff, like he's just flourished with maintaining a job and getting up on his own and getting to work each day on his own accord. He's learning the life skills of living independently. So I just feel like if he didn't have that opportunity, I don't know where he would go. He never had that input in his life as to how to be independent.
Yeah.
So it's just been pretty cool to see him kind of truck along. He's a very quiet achiever. So I think that, you know, he stands out to me just because, again, I just don't know where he would be if we weren't able to support him in that walk.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that gives me goosebumps. You know, it's real results and you're literally saving lives of young people who may be directionless in this world.
Well, they're dealing with a lot of problems. These young people are dealing with a lot of problems that are very taboo. You can turn a blind eye to it, but this is right in the middle of Nambour.
Yeah.
It's a perfect place for them to be able to base their lives out of and work out what the next step looks like. Mm-hmm. And the old church is just a perfect stepping stone for them.
Kristen, thank you so much for coming in today and shedding some light on this. It's so nice to see. We ask people for money on this show, you know, from time to time. Mm. It's so nice to see where it's actually going and, you know, the impact that it's having on people's lives on the Sunny Coast.
Well, we appreciate you guys spending the time with us this week. Thank you so much for having us.
So we're at the old church now with a current resident named Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Now, tell us, how long have you been at the old church for?
It'll be almost a year in June.
Okay.
A long time now.
And how are you finding it?
I love it here. I mean, there's so many opportunities and great facilities, so can't really go wrong.
What was it that made you decide to come here?
I was in a difficult home situation. I was looking after my mum as a carer and also living in homelessness for a while, so I was looking for places to go, and after lots of searching eventually came across this place and didn't really turn back.
Getting out of the hole can be quite a sort of catch-22 as well, because you need to be able to have like a stable base to then be able to add on the other things to sort of get that income and or whatever else. Was the old church sort of that first step of kind of, there we go, there's some stability here, and then I'm able to grow from that?
Yeah, 100%. It all followed from there. I've had a lot of growth and improvement with help in my mental well-being, with psychology and things provided, physical health too, and then learnt a lot of independent living skills from being here.
Did you have, before coming here, kind of any long-term goals or aspirations, or were you kind of in a state of just trying to live day by day?
Yeah, no, definitely day by day. Mm-hmm. Can't say that I had a lot of long-term goals, more just creating stability for myself and learning how to heal.
You don't have to, go into detail if you like, but you said you experienced some homelessness. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
That was intense. It wasn't like I was quite literally sleeping on the street. Mm-hmm. I did get support from the Salvation Army. My mum and I were put up in homeless accommodation, but to start off with, we were moving every 2 weeks into different apartments and places that they would move us to, and that was going on for almost a year and a half, so that was quite stressful.
People think of it as a black and white thing,
right.
It's, you're either here or you're there, and it's not always the case. There's a lot of grey area out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the long-term look like for Mel now?
I'd say travelling. That's my biggest aspiration and next plans. Getting the skills that I need and money to save to be able to go explore the world and see where I fit into it all.
What country's on your list?
Japan to start off with.
Oh, I see. Ellie just came back from Japan.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. I can speak a bit of Japanese if you need me to teach you.
We don't need it right now. No. Where else?
I'd love to go to Canada and just explore through Europe as well.
Amazing. See where I land. Would you say that the old church saved your life in a way?
Definitely. Moving out was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, but it was one of the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And being here has made all the difference.
And friends? You make friends here as well? Because there's 21 of you, right?
Yeah. I would definitely say I've had a lot better connections here than anywhere else. Being at school, it's hard to connect with other young people because they're not in the same situation as you are and they haven't had the same life experience. So coming here where other people have been in similar situations or just have a better understanding, it's a lot easier to bond.
Especially when you're a young person, fitting in is so crucial.
Yeah.
It kind of gets less important the older you get, but fitting in is so good, and it's nice that everybody here feels like they fit.
If there's anyone that was listening right now who may be in a similar situation to what you were, any advice or...?
I would say don't be afraid to ask for help and don't stop looking, because there's always answers, there's always services, someone out there ready to help you. You just have to keep looking for it, no matter if you get a no.
That has helped someone out there.
Absolutely.
Sunny, good. Yep. There is going to be somebody out there, Mel, that's heard that and is going to change their life because of this chat.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being so open with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jamie Milne, the man, the myth, the legend, world record holder, also held a little fundraising drive of his own for the old church at the old church. He joins us now. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, team. How are you? Good afternoon.
Look, we wanted to speak to you because you were involved with this project early last year. You set the Guinness World Record for the most chest-to-ground push-ups in 60 minutes. You did it at the old church. Huge achievement. Are you still the holder of that world record?
Yes, yeah, still currently the holder, and I've nearly recovered as well. It's almost, my chest has almost gone back to normal. It's been a while.
Well, it was 1,014 push-ups in 60 minutes. I mean, we're talking about the old church and the history of it and the last couple of years and what it's doing good for the coast, but this is an integral part of its story as well, because you did those push-ups right in the deck in the middle of the old church.
Yeah, that was right. That was right. It was actually, yeah, it's a beautiful little space, a good little common area. So it was, yeah, it was perfect for the event.
I mean, the young people that are living there are kind of using that deck to do study and eat meals and lounge around. I don't know if they're all using it to do 1,000 push-ups, Jamie, but who knows? Maybe you've left that legacy.
Yeah, hopefully it encourages someone to punch out a couple of push-ups in the morning. It's a perfect spot for it.
Jamie, what does it mean for you to get involved with the Inclusive Kids effort and their message, and especially the old church as well?
Look, I found it to be definitely a real privilege and an honour. I was very grateful to be able to run our event there. I think what they've done and what that organisation, Inclusive Kids, and the community here on the Sunshine Coast has done is nothing short of incredible. Like, the environment they have created is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it has been such a good facility and, you know, testament to the Sunny Coast and to people like you, Jamie, for helping raise. You raised over $20,000 for Inclusive Kids with all your world record attempts and whatnot that you've done. So thank you so much for all you've done.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
What's next for Jamie? What other world record attempts are we making in 2025? Have we got a plan?
Oh, no. I was sincerely hoping you weren't going to ask that. I was thinking like a sleeping world record or something, like a surfing world record, something less detrimental to my body. I'm getting older now.
TV shows watched back to back without leaving the couch, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Go to Tim Tam Island and watch as many Netflix shows as I possibly can in 3 or 4 days.
Well, you know
eating
what?
Tim Tam.
You've earned it. You're a world record holder. Do you know if anyone else has attempted your push-up world record?
No, not the push-up one, but a couple of the other ones that I've done. I know I lost my little skipping double under world record, so that got absolutely demolished. And one that I attempted 3 times. And failed all 3, but I mean, I was happy enough that I beat David Goggins just quietly with the pull-up world record.
But
what's even more incredible, an American guy just beat our Australian, Kane Eckstein, and he got, get this, he got 10,001 strict pull-ups in 24 hours.
Oh.
10,001.
I can't
They're like absolutely
laugh.
Phenomenal.
Oh my goodness. Your whole body would just be torn to shreds after that. Jamie Milne, it has been a pleasure to check in with you. Thanks for joining us on the show and for all you do for Inclusive Kids.
Oh, and likewise, guys. Thank you for everything that you do and have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Here to tell us a little bit more about it is the coordinator of the Old Church, Lauren. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Now, give us some kind of stats on the Old Church. How many young people are living there? How many have been through the doors in the last 3 years?
Okay, so we have 21 fully furnished rooms. Each room has an ensuite, and it's the shared amenities like the kitchen, laundry, games room that brings everyone together. So since we opened in October 23, we've actually supported 40 young people in the program.
Wow.
23 have successfully transitioned out to independence.
Yep.
And we've currently got 17 young people with 2 further young people moving in this week, and we're open for referrals. So it's great to have supported 40 young people on the Sunshine Coast that have experienced homelessness and given them that platform to launch from.
What is generally the background of the people you're taking in?
Look, it really does vary. We take young people 16 to 25, and for some reason their, you know, relationships with their parents have broken down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not healthy or positive environment for them to stay living at home.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been involved in drugs. Parents could have even passed away, you know. So there's so many reasons that young people are finding themselves in the homeless situation, but they still need support to make it through to adulthood. Whatever their background is, we don't look at their background. We look at them as an individual that has amazing qualities to contribute to society, and we're happy to help them see how amazing they are as young people. They're the future of Australia, and support them in anything that they need support with. It may be mental health, like we'll have psychologists come on site to support them. They may need to be linked with drug and alcohol counsellors, help them get employment and be employment ready.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, basic living skills as well. You know, when we all moved out of home, we probably could cook maybe two or three right. meals, maybe.
Yep.
Well, not only is it sort of a stable base to build from, because, you know, if your mental space is terrible, if your physical space that you're living in and you're building from is all over the shop, or you're moving weekly, or you don't know where you're going to be spending tonight, how are you supposed to make sort of those educated decisions moving forward? So having that base is so, so good. And surely it brings them into a little community as well.
Absolutely. Look, we can't, none of us as humans can thrive unless we've got stability and we've got connection. You know, having connection to other people is imperative for us to fully thrive as human beings. We're not meant to be solitary creatures.
Mm-hmm. When we were helping build it, we had this sort of grand idea of what it would do and the good that it would cause. It's really kind of magical to go back a couple of years later and really kind of celebrate the success that it is and that it will continue to be moving forward as well.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited about the future of the old church and the future of our young people.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, Lauren, thank you so much for coming in and, you know, shedding some light on this project that's been quietly bubbling away in the background for the last few years, the old church in Nambour.
Thank you for the opportunity and thanks for all your contributions to making the old church something pretty magical.
We are down at the old church in Nambour, a facility that helps young people, basically.
Yeah, transitional housing program. Mm-hmm. So it can be up to 2 years and it's just about getting young people on the right track. We always talk about it here at CFM. We're super passionate about it and we are really excited and really honoured to be talking to somebody who has used the Old Church program and is, how long have you been out of it, Brandon?
It's coming up on a year now in June.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's been a while. It's nice to come back and see what's changed. And
well, it's been open for about 2 years or so. So you were you early on, one of the first?
Yeah, so I was what I would call the guinea pigs.
Great.
Figuring out policy and nooks and crannies. Yeah, so I was here. It opened for about 2 weeks. I think I was the fourth resident in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was very early on in that process.
Yeah, wow. And talk to us about where you were at when you decided to come here.
Where I was at? Look, you know, unfortunate situation happened where I ended up, you know, at risk of homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out, you know, as every good person should do. And, I got a phone call, had an interview, and I found this place, and it was lovely. It was brand spanking new, nice and fresh, and it welcomed me in with warm arms.
What are the rooms like when you're here, too, so that you're able to just live completely out of them?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So the only thing that's not, it's almost like a studio. Imagine a studio. It's rather small in terms of a studio, but it's got a toilet, a shower, everything you need. Obviously, there's kitchens providing communal areas, but, yeah, so bed, toilet, shower, you know, a little desk that comes with a chair and everything.
Perfect. What would you say the highlight? Were you here for 2 years?
I was here for about 8 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when you look back on your time here, what really stands out to you?
It stands out to me. There's an individual named Max, and I've made just such a good friend in here. We both got on the right track, got into uni. He got back into it. I started my degree. That's probably one of my highlights, just sitting down, studying with Max, having a warm meal and just having a sense of community.
And do you still see much of Max?
Yeah. He's down in our Brisbane now, so not too much, but we catch up once a month, a couple of times a month. Yeah.
Great.
Amazing. And what would be your advice to anyone who's, you know, considering coming here or maybe in a state of their lives where they don't really know what's next?
Yeah, look, I think conversation is power. Whether it's you or, you know, you have a friend or someone in a similar situation that's going through it, I think conversation is power. Have that chat. Reach out to them, or whether it's yourself that's struggling, reach out. There are services there for you that will welcome you and that will help you get back on your feet.
One, absolutely. When you were 8 months in and you were about to leave here, what made you go, you know what, I'm ready, I don't need to be here anymore, if that makes sense? Was that a choice that you went, I know what the next step is?
Yeah, I think it was more opportunity grabbing. I had another opportunity come to me that might have passed me by. So I thought, look, you know, I had a really good time here. And honestly, it was really sad to leave. When I had to leave, it almost brought a tear to my eye. Just the community and friendships that I made here with the youth workers and people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it made me very sad. But yeah, I think it was not, you know, letting the opportunity cost get to me. I felt like I was ready, to get back out there in the world. My university studies were going well. So I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. Now it's been almost a year living by myself and I'm doing well.
Great.
And what are you doing? What are you studying at uni?
Right now I'm doing a Bachelor of Social Work.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, so you kind of want to give back and
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
yeah,
it's gone full circle.
Definitely, absolutely, yeah.
That's incredible. Again, I've got goosebumps every time we do one of these chats, Tazzy.
It's so good. It's so good. Thank you so much for having a chat with us, Brandon.
No worries. Thank you guys so much.
So that wraps up our special episode of the Old Church Project. Thanks so much for taking a listen.
It's an absolute privilege to do a few of those chats as well. Really, really heartbreaking, but also super inspiring at the same time. If you want more information on Inclusive Kids or their work with the Old Church, give them a Google, but otherwise inclusivekids.com.au.